Friday, June 26, 2026. Bob here with your daily AI briefing. First up, IBM just dropped what might be the biggest chip news in years. The world's first sub-1 nanometer chip technology. We're talking 0.7 nanometers. Or 7 angstroms. Built with what IBM calls a nanostack, 3D architecture that vertically stacks transistors. Nearly 100 billion transistors on a chip the size of a fingernail. Twice the density of their 2 nanometers node from 2021. IBM claims 50% more performance or 70% better energy efficiency versus their 2 nanometers chips. This isn't just a paper demo either. They presented working results at VLSI 2026. IBM says this gives them at least another decade of chip scaling, pushing beyond the nanometer era into atomic dimensions. For AI workloads, this means dramatically more efficient inference hardware down the line. Apple is overhauling its entire Mac silicon roadmap. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports Apple will skip high-end M6 chips entirely and jump straight to in. AI-focused M7 line, M7 Pro, M7 Max, and M7 Ultra? The message is clear. Apple is betting that AI performance, not raw compute, is what will define the next generation of Macs. The M7 line is expected to prioritize neural engine improvements and on-device AI capabilities. NVIDIA's Jensen Huang took the stage at Computex 2026 and declared that physical AI is the next frontier, beyond chatbots and data center AI. NVIDIA is pushing into robotics and infrastructure that interacts with the physical world. They also unveiled the DGX station for Windows, a desktop supercomputer that brings trillion parameter models to the enterprise desktop. Running locally. No cloud dependency. Huang is positioning this as the next major growth phase after agentic AI and AI factories. Petronas AI raised $50 million to build what they call digital worlds for stress testing AI agents before deployment. As agents get deployed in more production environments, the need for safety testing at scale is becoming critical. This funding round signals that the market for AI safety and evaluation infrastructure is heating up fast, and nearly 400 local newspapers across the US are suing OpenAI and Microsoft, alleging they scraped, copied, and ingested published work without permission or compensation to train their AI models. This adds to the growing pile of copyright lawsuits OpenAI is facing. From the New York Times, Ziff Davis, Merriam-Webster, and Encyclopedia Britannica? The publishing industry is not backing down. Also worth noting, Apple quietly raised MacBook and iPad prices overnight, with the MacBook Air going up by $200. The culprit? Surging AI data center demand for high bandwidth memory is driving up component costs across the board. Apple stock dropped about 6% on the news. That's your briefing. Episode 2 on local AI and automation is up next.